Our topic is on relief for anger and frustration. So let's go ahead and tune in to any feelings of anger or frustration that you may have. If you don't have these feelings right now, then you can join in to the release exercise anyway for the benefit of the group. There are many circumstances that can prompt you to feel angry or at a minimum to feel very frustrated. For instance, you might feel angry because on a personal level, another person is being unreasonable. Maybe they're being insensitive or just outright mean. Perhaps at a minimum, they're ignoring you. Maybe they're being distant or rejecting you. And at a greater level, you might feel that you're being manipulated or that they're actually trying to hurt you. Maybe you feel betrayed by another person. You've invested a lot of time, devotion, or energy into the relationship, and now you're being written off, dismissed, or rejected. Maybe they no longer seem to care about you or love you. And at a deeper level, all of this can feel really sad and painful. You can also feel angry when you've tried very hard to connect with someone, to make something work, and no matter how hard you try, it just doesn't happen. The process is too complicated or time-consuming, or it gets delayed, or it just feels impossible. Maybe it seems like other people have the power of decision, and you have to wait, or you have to answer to them. This brings up feelings of frustration and disappointment, and ultimately a sense of powerlessness. Another reason you may feel angry is when you want something to stop happening, but it happens anyway. Despite your best efforts to change the outcome doesn't change. These kinds of circumstances can tempt you to feel really powerless, frustrated, and ultimately angry. You might even ask yourself, can this really be my life? I remember a time when I asked myself that. I looked around at all the details and I was so frustrated and I just couldn't believe that the story that I found myself in the middle of was actually my life. In A Course in Miracles, we learn that everything that we see is the effect of our past thoughts. If at a deeper level we feel powerless, inadequate, or unloved, we will then see these thoughts play out in front of us in our life. This is called projection. Another word for projection is illusion. The problem is that when we see our past thoughts in front of us, we tend to validate them instead of questioning them. But today, if you are willing, then we can question them together. This means that instead of validating the projection with your frustration and your anger, you are willing to affirm the truth of who you are and also for who everyone else is. And as you're willing to take this step, this is where you'll find that your whole life begins to change. We are also learning that God's will is our happiness, but one of the quickest ways to deny His love for us is by holding on to anger and frustration and judgment. It's almost like placing your hand over your eyes and believing that you can't see the sun or that the sun does not exist. You see, it's impossible to be angry and happy at the same time. The moment you choose one, you forfeit or you give up the other. Today, let's be committed to peace and happiness. We'll use the EFT tapping sequence combined with prayer to release the past and all the frustrations and the negative emotions that we've stored up as a result. Let's go ahead and get started by tapping with your fingertips over your heart. And for this round, let's focus on your judgments towards another person. It's a good idea to take one person at a time and be specific. You can listen to this audio recording over and over again and apply it to every different person or situation until all of your negative feelings are neutralized. So let's go ahead and focus on that one person or situation that brings up your frustration and repeat these words after me. Even though I'm feeling frustrated and sometimes angry. I'm willing to release my frustration so I can have peace instead of this. Even though I feel frustrated because someone I love, someone I care about, is being unreasonable or unsupportive, or it may even feel like they've turned against me. Let's go to the other side of the chest and say, and this is bringing up feelings of sadness and hurt and despair. Let's go to the top of the head and tap there and say, I am willing to release all the pain, all the sadness, all the hurt, and all the despair. I've carried this long enough. Now let's go to the eyebrow point with one finger on the inside of each eyebrow, right over the bridge of the nose, and say, even though I don't know how to solve this, I'm willing to allow the solution to come forward with ease. Now take a nice big deep breath and start tapping on the side of your eye, right there on the bone socket around the side of your eye, and say, I release all the disappointment of feeling unloved or rejected. Perhaps this has happened more than once. Now let's go down under the eye, right on the cheek point, and say, if I have any feelings of abandonment, I ask God to take those feelings from me now because I want to be free. Now let's go down under the nose, between your nose and your upper lip, and say, I release the heaviness, the sadness, the hurt, and the pain of every single time this has happened to me. Let's go down now to the chin point and say, I am not my past. I accept myself without judgment. Now let's go down back over to the top of the heart and say, as I release the pain of this experience, I am willing to see this person differently. Now let's go to the other side of the chest and say, I'm willing to consider that this person is showing me my beliefs about myself and my beliefs about other people. Take a nice big deep breath, deep cleansing breath. And now let's tap on the side of your left hand. I am determined to see all of this differently so I can be in peace. Let's go back now to the top of the heart. I ask God to heal all of my hurts, my disappointments, and my judgments, and restore my mind to peace. Let's go to the other side of the chest and say, I want the truth instead of this. I want peace instead of my anger. Let's just stop for a moment, take a nice big deep cleansing breath, and then take another one. Each time you do, reaching deeper and deeper into yourself, letting yourself into that emotional vault that you feel, reaching into those old emotions that have been there for so long. Now let's tap over the heart again. and repeat after me. Dear God, take this from me and heal my heart. Now let's go to the other side of the chest. Lift me high above this situation. Now let's go up to the top of the head and tap there and say, help me to see with your vision. Now we go to the eyebrow point and say, help me to release my anger, my frustration, and the sheer disappointment of this situation. The side of the eye, I want peace instead of this. I want to know your consistent love instead of these feelings. Now stop and take a nice deep breath. And now let's focus on forgiveness. When we forgive, we don't forgive to condone the wrongful actions of another. We forgive because we understand that their wrongful actions cannot and have never altered the truth of who we are. The wholeness that God created within us cannot be taken away, cannot be altered, cannot even be improved. We are whole and complete, now and forever, just as God created us. If you understand forgiveness at this level, you will be willing to forgive this person. Your willingness to forgive them will release you forever, because you are one with them. Whenever we see another person as guilty, we hold them as a prisoner in our mind. And wherever there is a prisoner, there is a jailer. You will never be free while you are a jailer. But with your permission today, we can release this now together. This will move you forward and on to your freedom, your happiness, and your abundance. Let's just tap over the heart and say, Dear God, help me to release all of my frustration, my disappointment, and my anger. I've carried this long enough. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to turn this situation over to you, where it may be resolved and restored to peace. Now up on top of the head, I will rely on your strength to guide me in the way that I can most easily understand. And now on the eyebrow point, I rely on your love to comfort me, your wisdom to light my way. Now let's go to the side of the eye on the other side of the face and say, I have no interest in being a jailer. I want to be free in all respects. Now let's go to the cheek point under the eye on the other side of the face from the last time and say, I am reaching into my heart and giving you what is hurting me. And now down under the nose, I offer you all of my judgments, all of my pain, all of the roots and causes of my despair. Now let's go to the chin point. I release the past completely, and I turn it over to you. I want peace instead of this. Now take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Just feeling the ease and the peace beginning to take place in your heart. Next, let's focus on a situation that you've been trying to make work, but it just isn't working. This time we'll focus more on a situation than a person. Take a moment to tune into that situation right now and let all the details come forward. for this situation, no matter how hard you've tried, the situation isn't changing. This kind of effort without the desired result can bring up great feelings of frustration and fatigue. So let's go ahead and start tapping over your heart. Dear God, I release all the frustration of my situation. I am tired of this. I want it to change. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am learning that your will is for my happiness. And if I will turn this over to you, the situation can be healed and restored to peace. Let's go to the side of the hand on the karate chop point and say, I am willing to see this situation differently. I am willing to give up all of my judgment and my frustration. I will leave you a space to intervene on my behalf. I want peace instead of this. Now go back over your heart. Thank you for giving me the strength to release this. I ask that you decide for me about how this should go and what needs to happen. Go to the other side of the chest and say, I accept your will for my happiness in all respects. Amen. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath and really letting yourself have that deep, deep sense of relaxation, feeling the love of God surround you and flowing through you. Every time we do a clearing such as this, especially together, we invite the light of God to return to our mind. It takes our choice to choose peace instead of our anger, to choose happiness instead of frustration. Let's finish tonight with a final prayer. Sometimes we find ourselves angry at God. We don't feel that our prayers are being answered, or they're taking too long, or we're not feeling heard. So included in our prayer, would you be willing today to turn over any anger or frustration at God? Because whenever we hold these emotions, we will block the guidance, the wisdom, and the solution that we are seeking. So let's take one more deep cleansing breath as we join in prayer together. Dear God, we come to you together in means and purpose. We come to you in complete and total humility, that we are aware that at some level, each one of us is probably carrying some form of frustration, disappointment, and maybe even anger. We don't want to be angry. We don't want to carry those feelings. They are heavy. They cause our health to decline. And today, we are going to stand in truth together. We are determined to turn over any form of judgment or anger, whether it's towards another person or towards a situation. Whatever it is that is causing us to feel powerless, we are learning that all power dwells within us because we are one with you, and that there is no power outside of us. Wherever it is that we are seeing power outside of us with the power to harm us, delay us, or bring discomfort of any kind, we stand together today and we declare this is an illusion. Today we bring this illusion to the truth, where it can be dispelled in the light of your wisdom and your love. We ask that you would decide for us about everything that we are going through, that we will leave you this space where you can intervene on our behalf. Give us the strength to stand in the certainty of your love. If we are harboring ill feelings towards another person, we are determined to see this differently. Please illuminate our mind that we would see the light within each person that you created, to see into the divinity, the perfection, the innocence, the purity, everything that you have created within them. Dear God, help us to see it so that we would know it within ourselves. Thank you in advance that we can turn this entire situation and all of our relationships over to you to be healed and restored and brought back to peace. We are willing to expect miracles, and we gladly accept miracles in the place of all of our grievances. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time, your courage, your tenacity, and your commitment to what is true for the well-being of everyone around the world. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com. Or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.